Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Not going to Greg's today?
No Greg's today. I'm in Subway, the land of dreams. Hold on, not my cup there, a cup of tea.
I said, no, I told you, you get down that fringe hub and record your podcast.
I'm not going down that fringe hub. Make me go down that fringe hub.
Like a little good podcast to go down there and go, I've got my podcast, I've got my microphone.
They won't let me in. In what world do you think the fringe hub will let me in for some of the stuff they're recording? How many listeners do you have? Quite a lot. Can you tell me what your podcast does? Okay, they kick me out straight away.
That's what I think Edinburgh is. It's just a podcast convention, and they're all in the hub, all recording at the same time.
That's pretty much it.
What annoys me was last week's episode. Blooming Chris Ramsey and his wife, and Scroobius Pip coming on and saying, "Oh, if you want your company to do well, get one of the podcasters to advertise it for you. One of us." How dare you on our podcast? Ask us.
I love the way you said that in such a way that there was a point where they came on the call because Scroobius Pip just popped on.
He did. Scroobius Pip came on and he was saying that other companies should come on and put... Give him money.
If you had a business, right, if you own what do you want to sell? Chris's cakes. Hmm? Would you let us sell them cakes?
I don't know.
If you were you. No, the answer is no.
A, Sling B, Advertising Island.
Cast on Acast.
I suppose that works pretty well.
What if I told you, instead of what I'm saying now, I could be talking about your business to all my listeners?
No, you couldn't. Shove off.
If you're an advertiser or marketer and you'd like me to do the talk.
Not you. No.
All you have to do is visit Acast's self-serve ad platform.
Oh, could you? Put him on the list of people I'm annoyed with.
Why are you angry with Scroobius Pip of all people? Is it because you feel you've sold out after that?
I like Scroobius Pip.
I love Scroobius Pip. Also, man, it's funny when people go, oh, he's sold out. What? He's made money. He's done well for himself. He's done what everybody does. Yeah, he's sold out as you go on your trip to Tesco to start your shift. For the man.
But it was Bill Hicks, wasn't it, telling everyone that they've sold out. But now everyone's thought, but actually we want to make a living. Screw you, Bill Hicks. We want to make money.
But it was easier back then because it was only about three comedians.
If Bill Hicks was still alive now, he'd have a podcast with adverts.
He would have a podcast. What would it be called?
The Bill Hicks podcast.
The Bill Hicks podcast. Do you reckon he would have gone with a pun on his name? Really? I reckon he would try and talk to magicians from around the world and call it Bill's Tricks. Where he would talk to David Blaine. And then say how his art is actually making some difference in the world. That's what I reckon would happen.
Are you doing any improv comedy up in the Edinburgh Festival?
Yes, tomorrow I am in the show.
I listened to Tina Fey on a TikTok, and I sort of know what you should do.
Go on, sell it to me.
It's the old yes and system, which is someone says something, you agree with it, and then you add to it. If someone says, I've got a gun, you don't go, that's not a gun. Because that ruins it. You have to go along with it. That's how it works. I was like, oh, okay. But sometimes it's funny to disagree.
Yeah. Well, this is where I've been going wrong. I've just been doing whatever I want. Almost like I'm improvising. It annoys me with improvisation quite a bit now. Because I've seen two shows, like, in recent years. And, you know, it's not improvising. There's so many kind of, well, give me this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, there's already the structure there. You've pretty much written it before it's happened. I'm not going to have a go at the improviser.
I forgot the improviser's gone.
Is that what you want? Is that what this has all been about?
Oh, and also, do it seriously.
Oh, those are the worst improvisers. Have you ever met any of them twats?
Yeah, don't mean take it seriously. I mean just pretend that you're not in a comedy when you're doing it. Just do it seriously.
It's hard, isn't it? Because like sketch comedy and impro comedy are amazing when it's good. But when it's bad, I'd rather watch a house on fire.
This is speaking from someone who's been at the Edinburgh Festival for a week.
Well, and I love impro, and I'd say I'm quite good at it now. Anyone who's seen it realise.
I did it at Big Smoke. They end the show with improv, and they sort of
dragged
me.
In London.
Yeah, they dragged me into it at the end. After a while, I was like, oh, I get it now, but it's too late now. We've finished. I'm going to be one of them, aren't I? I haven't written any material. I'll just make it up. Just make it up as I go along. The bloke I was doing it with during the improvisation was doing a French accent. And it wasn't until afterwards I realised he wasn't actually putting an accent on. He was speaking and I said, what are we doing French accents for? Which is funny because I might knew that he'd got a French accent. But it turned out he actually had a French accent. I was like, oh, shit. I think, anyway.
You little racist.
It's not the worst thing I've done this week.
What is the worst thing you've done this week?
We had Amber Phillips on the comedy night. Amber Phillips we had on.
How was
Amber,
that?
Do you know
I've
Amber Phillips?
I've not seen the work of Amber Phillips on the comedy night.
I brought her on and said, please welcome to the stage. For some reason, I have no idea what got in my head. I went, please welcome Macy Adams.
Wow.
And then I went,
wow, that is a faux pas.
She looked at me and went, what? And I was going, Macy Adams. And she's like, I'm not Macy Adams. Honey, not I.
And also the problem with that is not only have you said the wrong name, but the name you're thinking of is Macy Adams. Even if you weren't bringing on Macy Adams, you would have got that wrong. Oh, mate, how did you feel after that?
Awful.
Did she take it badly?
No, I kept apologising, but she said she was all right with it. She thought it was funny.
Was she all right with it? Was she nice? Because was it one of those, like, I'm all right with it? Really? Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you know what the biggest laugh of the night was? It was me bringing on the second to last act. And I just happened, as I came off stage, I just walked past him and went, good luck, mate. And everyone laughed at that because everyone heard me say it. I said, I didn't mean that.
Good luck, mate. That's amazing. Oh, you've had quite the MC adventure, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And our councillor friend didn't even turn up because she still had a meeting to go and we had to finish. So that was an anticlimax going, we've run out of people to put on.
Oh, wow. That's pretty annoying.
And then she turned up and they said, well, we can't put you on because we have to finish at 10.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, that wasn't my fault. That was...
She'd rushed all the way on an Uber.
Yeah, he rushed all the way on an Uber and then got there and went, are you finished? I said, yeah, you can do it in the garden if you want. And she started doing it. I went, no, not really. No, just sit down and talk to them.
Oh, really? Oh, Chris, you've had quite the adventure, haven't you? Are you having my Edinburgh? Are you having last year's Edinburgh today?
I am. That night, dying on my ass, I was like, oh, I'm having the Edinburgh experience, aren't I? That's what my shows used to be most nights, which was me.
Well, I've had a lovely time since being up here. I've done loads of sports. I did PG Tips comedy the other day and nearly let an F word go.
Oh, it's a kid's show then.
But the problem is with it as well is I went on stage and because I've like done Adder so many times now, I'm kind of in the mode of that show. I realise I swear a lot. I got someone to count the swears for me the other night, and in the course of 45 minutes, mm-hmm. I think it was 16 F words.
Yeah, but
and that's too much.
Are they for is it for comic effect, the swearing, or is
it's just easy, isn't it? It's an easy laugh if you play fuck, isn't it? Let's be honest, it's not. I could pretend to be like, oh yeah, I said it. In, well, there is one F word I use at a perfect place, but
I think more if you spare them, they work better as if they come out of nowhere.
But I mean for you to say it as well, it's funnier because Trev to say it.
Worms, if you saw
and you don't really swear, do you, in real life? I don't really hear you. You haven't got a potty mouth, have you?
No, I swear more than I used to, but not really. But
that's being around me.
But if Tim Vine was doing an act and then right at the end he went, fucking hell, you would laugh your head off, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate. Well, the first thing Frank just said was the C word when I saw him the other day.
Yeah.
As part of his act. And it was amazing how he structured it together.
But if you're going to see a show called 30 Years of Dirt, then I think maybe if he starts with a swear word, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's a great show. I would recommend it, but it's sold out.
How did you get a ticket then?
I got on the extra date.
Oh.
Thanks to Mrs. Jones listening to Ellis and John on the radio.
Oh, well, yeah, shoved them.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for getting a ticket.
Yeah, we're Ellis and John now.
Yeah.
Can you stop? There's no one left here. And if you're going to start bringing on people with whatever name the act you wish was on, could you imagine someone brings you on and give it up for the one, the only, the amazing Michael McIntyre, and then you come on? Could you imagine what that would feel like?
I've told you my story of Edinburgh, where I did it for a month with this guy, and every night he brought me on as Chris, and then in the street on the last day, he met me in the street. And he said to his friend, oh, this is Trevor Feelgood. And I was like, now you remember it. No, yeah, you've not said it once the whole time that I've come on stage. And now you've decided. I don't mind if you call me Chris. I don't mind if you call me Trevor. I don't mind. I'm all right with my pronouns. But whatever you do, do not say, please welcome to the stage Chris Barnes doing his character, Trevor Feelgood. Please don't do that, man.
One step away from the comedy styling dog.
Yeah, that's the only one I don't like.
It's hard, man. Like, because I'm a white kid, fella. It's a weird one because I like a joke. You're right, fella. Yeah, just halfway through a podcast, recording it on the go. How was your show last night? Yeah.
Plug it on here.
It's smashing it, man. Yeah, good, man. Really good. Like, it's numbers have been like ranging between 10. I had one full night. That was nice. And then, yeah, it's Edinburgh, isn't it? It's all about the roller coaster. Yeah. You too. Keep it street.
Who's that? Plug his show.
It's a guy who's on at 12, and I've done exactly what you have, but forgotten his name, because you know what I'm like. I never ask people's name. I've known people for years where it's too deep, but his show's really good.
Yeah.
Insert name here.
If you know what his name is.
Yeah, he's great. Did you say I'm listening to a podcast or doing a podcast? Because that sounds very weird.
You said I'm halfway through doing a podcast.
Yeah, still had a lovely little chat. Where were we? You're going completely blank on it. But the thing is with that, bringing people on stage, it's like I've got a bit bored with it. Mm. And I asked last night, oh, can you bring me on this day, Benson Phillips, with a laugh? And he did.
And don't tell me, to no reaction. Everyone was like,
to no reaction. And then I came by and I thought, wow, that's funny in my head.
Your name it's got three syllables in it. So it's almost exactly the same.
Exactly. I went to see last night Accordion Ryan.
Mm.
A man who plays the show called Accordion Ryan's Pop Hits, where Accordion Ryan plays pop hits and puts songs in the middle. Amazing.
With an accordion, obviously.
With an accordion, yeah. I'd be annoyed if he was called Accordion Ryan and turned up with a kazoo.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Don't like this.
What?
You're too happy. I don't want it. Don't know. This is not how Edinburgh works.
Well, don't worry. It's coming.
What you need to do, you need to go on social media, make a video crying, saying, only one person came to my show. And then it'll be sold out next day.
What a colossus twat that person is. Like, sorry.
Can I just say I didn't say that? No, maybe it was a genuine video she just put out saying I'm really upset because no one came.
You know when you're just like, oh, just sometimes the thing is though, right, this here, it takes a while to build up for anyone to know, right?
Yeah, you're saying that because you're having a good time. If your show was going rubbish.
4 years in, man.
All right.
4 years in for this. The first one was abysmal. Okay. Last year definitely had ups and a few downs, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel this year. Though. That's the thing.
Why do people call their shows anything? Because people would just say, have you seen AMJ this year? You wouldn't say, have you seen Adder? You'd say, have you seen AMJ? Yeah. Or have you seen Trevor Feelgood? You wouldn't say, have you seen Trevor Feelgood's show? That's basically what I could just call my show.
Have you seen Trevor Feelgood's show missing Maisie Adams?
I've never met Maisie Adams.
What? I think you will now. I think you thought you had. Were you drunk?
No.
Had you had a bit to drink beforehand?
Well, it's my stupid thing of I remember everybody's name. I don't need my bit of paper out. I'll just say it.
You do. Like who has been quoted as one of the best MCs in the country, i.e. me, of recent. You do. Don't make that mistake. What did you think? Like, I love so there must have been something you watched or did before.
The only thing I can think about the Adams bit is that we had Luke Adams on the night before, but I don't know why. I decided that was her last thing.
Is this how you MC? You just guess the names and hope for the best.
And Jamie Jackson, or is it Jamie Maserati, wherever his name is, he came on, he did some crowd work, and I went, oh, thanks for doing that, because I didn't do that at the beginning.
That is, I'm not going to say but a disliking of mine of watching an act go, I'll put you for a 10-minute spot, and you've just done crowd work. But the minute you're asking someone from what you're doing for a living. You've lost them. As a spot, that is, everyone. As a spot, not as an MC, as a spot. If you ever watch it, what do you do for a living? Unless it's got a spectacular callback.
I did that once at a corporate for M&S. And
how was that?
It didn't work very well.
Did it not?
No, I didn't.
That corporate situation.
The joke is because they all work in the same place.
I got the joke, yeah.
Do you know what the best gig I've done all year is?
No. Graham Dugdale.
Graham's wedding. I was on fire. I was doing new material.
Do you know what? You were really good.
I know.
And that was a great gig.
That was a great gig.
Did you write any of that down?
No. I thought you were basically owning the room, son. And I was like, at some point, so I was like, would you please shut up? Would you stop talking? It was nice to be at the house.
Oh, that's sticking with me. I love the idea of that wedding as well. It was such a great day. I mean, Robot was interesting.
Robot?
Because I was like, what if they don't like it?
Oh,
I did come in like a robot, didn't I?
Do you know, I keep forgetting to bring this up. Yeah, you said before the wedding, they've asked me to do this.
For me, because I thought it wasn't happening.
Yeah, you said they've asked me to do it. And it sounded like, oh, they've asked me, but I'm not doing it. And then when they started playing it, I was like, right, is this happening? This can't be happening. He's not doing it at a wedding, is he?
Well, they asked me to do it. And I thought, I'll do it. Because I love them both, they're great humans. But it was just after the first dance, so I knew like the people in there would get it and understand it. But there was lots of words, civilized people there as well.
But
so I loved it though.
But that bit is part of a routine, isn't it? It's part of you don't start with that in your set, do you? And come straight on.
No.
Part
of my award-winning show.
If anything, it was putting to shame my performance in the garden. I was like, is he trying to? He's trying to up me now, isn't he? Should I go and get me the Trevor stuff out?
Yeah, that's what it turned into. Just kind of a battle. You want laughs? Don't you?
Have you got anything booked for this week? When do you finish? Sorry, that's two questions.
I finished on the 16th. On the 16th, even not the 16th.
So we've got another
show.
Week of rambles, then. If we
you got another week.
All right.
Does that make you excited? You just want to film me break, don't you?
I don't like this. Can't have a good one.
Okay.
Is it the show or is it doing it at the Hangover Tap 3:45 every day?
The venue's good, the show's better, I think. I've had very positive 45 Hangover Tap. I've had very positive feedback about it.
It really annoys me.
I can sleep.
No,
I've done all right.
No, it doesn't annoy me you're doing all right. It annoys me because it used to be called the Jekyll and Hyde, and I did it with Jekyll and Hyde, and it's a different pub now than it was then. Everyone seems to go there
when
now.
When did you do Jekyll and Hyde?
My first year.
It's a sweet spot now.
I should have jacked in all the characters apart from Trevor and done an hour of Trevor, I think.
How many characters did you do?
Three.
Why?
Because I thought it'd be easier. But it wasn't. It's harder. I thought I'd be a Steve Coogan. I'd do three different characters doing three 20-minute sets. Easy peasy when you've been going a couple of years. And Steve Nightingale never worked at the beginning.
Oh God.
And then the DVD player didn't work. It didn't work. So then it kept crashing. Everyone thought it was part of the show. And then I did Amanda Bus. And then I did Trevor at the end. And every show I was pleading to get to Trevor, so at least I'd got some material that was funny that worked. And like a week in,
so you did 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, after
40 minutes of stuff that didn't work. What point did you think, let's not do this?
Have you not seen the Torture review? One star. And then Steve Nightingale really didn't work, so I dropped it and did it as me at the beginning, and then did Amanda, and then did Trevor. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
I thought it would be. Also, I should have had an MC, and they didn't want to come. And they did want to come. But anyway, it all went to shit. Anyway,
I've just been dragging someone from the audience.
But what I'm glad is
that's worked.
I'm quite glad that happened, and no one saw it, because then if I was in the underbelly, and I'm trying to do that, and it's not working, that would just be that I'd have to quit comedy, I think.
Yeah, but you'd sell more tickets.
Yeah, well,
if someone rang me and said, there's a guy doing three characters, mm-hmm. it only really works 40 minutes in, but watch him die, I'd be there every night.
Also helped by my friend who helped me fly in the afternoon, halfway through the show, said, did I fly for this? I was like, mate, can't say that, everyone can hear you.
Oh, that's amazing. Do I know who that is?
No, he doesn't do it anymore. I ran him
did
off.
Did I fly for this? Did I fly for this? Not even covering it up.
Isn't it mean? But did have a good year. And now everyone loves that venue. And I was like, well, if it wasn't for people like me suffering in its predecessor, then you wouldn't have your fun now, would you?
Yeah, I'm sure that's how everyone sees it going and treading overboard. If only it weren't for Chris Barnes.
Oh,
dying
also
on his ass for 40 minutes.
My poster was stuck in the window of the Jekyll and Hyde for at least 4 years because it got stuck down the front.
Oh, wow.
And then they changed
that's
it.
That's quite impressive.
Then they changed that hangover tap and they took it out. I was like, oh, you spoil. You could have kept it in there.
I loved it. Well, it would be amazing if they've just kind of like cobbled round it.
Did you see?
Just to kind of like keep it part of the building.
Did you see that someone graffitied over?
Was that Free Fringe, that show?
It was Free Fringe, yeah. Oh, but in the old days, that venue used to have two floors.
Hello? Oh.
With one show happening on one at the top and one at the bottom. The upstairs bit was actually for shows as well.
That would make more sense.
And it was all black because it was the Jekyll and Hyde.
Great name for a venue.
So you saw the Paul Foot graffiti covered up?
I saw it and thought it was part of the poster because it looks like it is.
He said he's going to get another one. Well, I thought, well, why? Just leave it.
He sold out, though.
Oh, we'll take it down then.
Well, yeah, I don't know him for every day, but yeah. And it's 2 for 1 Monday and Tuesday, isn't it, today?
Are you flying down by the Half Price Hut? Is that back? This is very niche, isn't it?
Well, that's where I've just walked from. I'm currently going to the Cowgate.
No one told me that. No, the Half Price Hut wasn't there when I did it either. Back in the day when I did it.
How many Edinburghs have you done?
Six.
Six. And they've all been full run?
No, only one was full run. That was
for... proud of that man, though. I know we do. Like six runs.
Behind
me. Impressive going.
All the posters behind me, apart from the year I didn't have a show, but I still went up and did the one where the bloke didn't know my name the whole month. For 2 weeks.
I've already got next year's ready. I started writing it last night.
I dressed as Batman the other night and I remembered some jokes from one of the old shows, which was how does Batman's mum bring Batman in for his dinner.
Dinner.
Yes. And also, it was because they were just about to go to the theatre. Boom! Boom! Look at that. It still works.
Still got it. That's good.
I started one of the shows just dressed as Batman and did some Batman jokes for the first 5 minutes.
Sometimes, Chris, like have an idea, but have another idea before you go with the first one. I mean, you're a clever man. Your brain's a powerful tool.
Hang on a minute. For someone who's called his show The Adam because it was a superhero, you
I don't know what
houses,
you're saying. Glass houses, that's next year's show.
So when did you have the... When are you going to have the other idea then?
I don't know, probably around 2025. Add a two.
What's your next
the
show?
Subtractor.
What's your next show called?
Kaboom.
Is that the enemy of The Adam?
It might be. It was just the idea of just having a show like talking about all those things that keep you up at night thinking stupid thoughts and stuff. Kaboom!
So it's going to be deep?
No, it's not. Like I talked about Mr. Brightside for a bit of it. It's exciting. It's going to be quite the show.
Have you seen the famous people in the street?
Nah.
What?
I've not.
Where have you been?
I've been working, man. I've been hustling.
I saw Lucy Porter, James Acaster on a regular basis. John Hannah, taking his dog out.
Yeah.
Loads of people when I was out there. Oh, Sarah Milligan. See,
did you see John Barbera?
Who? Oh, Sarah Milligan. I saw Jeremy Paxman, who's taller than you think. Ed Byrne. I saw Ed Byrne walking down the street when I first went there. He was the first one I'd saw, and I was like, wow. You're back. sounds like a robot.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Where, like, I've not seen anyone.
Where have you gone? Oh, it was going so well. I don't know where he's gone. I think we've done enough. Anyway, bye bye everybody. There we go. He's definitely gone. Right, bye bye everybody. Bye bye. See you next week for more rambling about Edinburgh and more niche stuff about how the Edinburgh Festival works. If you want to know how the Edinburgh Festival works, listen to this podcast and how it doesn't work. Also, go and see your show. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.